Now, Veronica, you remember the other week we played on air with an Illy mobile translator, thing about the third of the size of a phone.
Oh, and didn't we have fun?
Yeah, it was a little bit slower than we'd probably like, but it did three languages, Spanish, Japanese or Chinese. The great thing about it was you didn't have to be connected to the internet. It had enough smarts to handle relatively simple questions and requests and turn them into, when you spoke on one side, it spat the language out on the other side. Well, there's another way to do this, and it's via smartphone. Now, I found an app called Say Hi. It runs on phones or tablets running iOS 8 or later and Android 4.4 or later. You know the best message? It's free.
That's the best message. Maybe you should try that in one of the languages and see, do they know what it means.
But you know, there's 51 languages. And not only that, there's 50 dialects. There's about 10 dialects of Arabic, in case you want it. There's 9 versions of English, a couple of French, and a whole lot of Spanish. I didn't know there were so many different dialects in Spanish. But let's try it out. I've got my Android, my Samsung thing here, and it's called Say Hi, S-A-Y-H-I. Let's go for English to French. I've just got to, okay, so I'm telling you that's what we're doing. Here we go. I'm going to tap the microphone to speak, and it'll come out in French.
Hello, and welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Radio Vérité.
We'll try that again. Yeah, it didn't really get it all. Let's do something simpler.
Say hi.
Hello, where is the nearest toilet?
Bonjour, où est la toilette la plus proche?
Bonjour, où est la toilette la plus proche? Plus proche means obviously very fast.
Toilet.
I need it badly. So it takes a minute to work it out, and it also requires the internet. So you need to be in a city with Wi-Fi in order to use this. Although you can speak that phrase and it'll on screen, it'll type it up. So you could show it to someone.
Oh, that's very
and point
handy.
To the sentence.
Yeah. In fact, that's probably the handier way to go,
it
maybe.
It may well be. You also can type something in. So if you see a word in wherever
on
you
a
are,
notice.
In Paris, on a notice board, you could maybe just type in that word and it would tell you what it is and you can go to somewhere else. Now, there are other apps that do this. There's Google Translate. It's probably the most popular app on Android. And many of them come with the app already pre-installed, fairly accurate. It does 103 languages. It also, interestingly, Google Translate, you can take a picture of the text and it will translate the words in the picture. Now, that's pretty tricky.
That is clever.
Microsoft Translator, which is one of the powers behind Say Hi that I just demonstrated, that's also free, a personal translation app for 60 languages. iTranslate is a leading translator and dictionary app, and it deals with about 100 languages. And then there's one called Voice Translator, which can hold a conversation in any language. Now, that's a big claim, but it does 80 languages. So anyway, so if you want to try somewhere overseas or even with your next-door neighbour, I think Say Hi was pretty simple and has the feature that it'll turn words into text.
But let's face it, Graham, most Australians go overseas and they expect everybody to speak English.
We do. You got it there.